You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we have got the man. It's Larry Zinn. He's on the line. And Larry, I want to talk about all your community stuff. You can't hide from anybody anymore. We're going to have to really out you and talk about all the endeavors you're doing to make South Florida a better place. It's Community Day here on the show. So welcome, Larry.
Thank you, Jim. I'm really sorry I'm late. I got caught in airport security for a little bit longer than I anticipated. So I apologize again, and I won't let it happen again, Jim. I promise.
It's okay. If it's keeping America safe, I'm down with that, Larry. So Larry, let's get right to the matter. I know you've got a store down in the Keys. Tell me about what's going on with that location and how you're working from there to help the community.
Well, you know, thankfully we made it through relatively unscathed down there. There are a lot of people in the middle and upper Keys that didn't fare quite as well as we did. So what we've been doing is we're starting or are participating really in a collection of funds as well as supplies to help people in the middle and upper Keys. We'll even have that at our upcoming Supercar Saturday event on October 14th. In the meantime, we've filled up several parts trucks with all the supplies that we can gather. We've gotten other dealers involved, and we're trying to bring as much down there as we can to help out the people in Key West and then continue to help out wherever else we can in the lower and middle Keys.
Well, see, Larry, whenever I say it's part of the Warren Henry family, this is what I'm talking about, is that you consider the whole community your family, and that's what's really important and a terrific approach to business. Because, Larry, you know, when I say my thing about it's all about them, you guys have been doing that for years.
You know, Jim, we are a part of the community. Our customers, our staff, the people around us, I mean, we're all in this together. Things could have been much worse for all of us, and thankfully, we did okay. But, you know, in regards to helping clean up, we have to do what we can. It's the right thing for us to be doing.
Now, how's it going up in Gainesville, switching gears? Oh, my God, I love that, switching gears with the car guy. So we're switching gears, Larry. I'm sorry. I had to laugh at myself. I am just sometimes very funny. Larry, so tell me, how's it going up in Gainesville? You guys have been open up in Gainesville for a while. The hurricane washed out my trip to Gainesville, so I'm going to have to go up there with you. And you mean you were going to have to go to Gainesville one time? Boy, what a trip that would be.
I'd love to catch a game, and anytime I can get up there, I'm looking to. Beyond, absolutely loving Gainesville, the store's been going really well. It's a beautiful store if you haven't been there yet or haven't seen the pictures. But thankfully, it's growing month after month. We are trying to make our presence and do what we can in the community there as well. Just this past weekend, we threw a authentic German Oktoberfest for up in Gainesville at our lot and hosted people to watch TV, football, provided them with all sorts of beer and brats and whatever else you can think of. And it was a really nice event.
Oh, drinking beer in Gainesville. I've never done that.
No, nobody does that there. It was a really unique and new concept that we think we brought to the town.
Find the Saturday that you can go up there, and I'll get us into my friend's suite. We're down. It's going to happen. You just let me know the weekend, and I promise you. And maybe we'll sell them a car, too. You never know.
Hey, that's always a plus. Always a plus.
Now, Larry, we're talking sports, so let's just dive right into it. The Marlins have been sold. That's sort of in the rearview mirror. You know, I was there that last night when Giancarlo Stanton gave his signal, and, you know, hopefully I'll be seeing him next year. It would be a real heartbreak if the last game was Jose Fernandez, and then this one, well, be a different reason, but still, that I wouldn't see the big G. So I'd be disappointed about that.
Do you think they're going to trade him?
I'm not sure. It depends on how you want to do business. I will say this, is that the reason that the Marlins won their second World Series is because they dealt away the first World Series, got great pieces in return, and you saw the value. In 4 years, you're back in the World Series. So if you've got the right guy trading in the groceries, I don't mean to call people groceries, but I guess that Bill Parcells once did, then I think it's okay. I'm not down for a teardown with no plan.
Do you want to be the team that traded away Cabrera and then traded away Stanton? I mean, you know, these guys are going to be some of the greatest baseball players of our lifetimes, and we've been responsible for letting them go of them both. And I understand what you're saying. If we get some great pieces back, you know, it is what it is. It's helping build a team. But if we get Beads and Trinkets back, you know, I think they got another PR disaster on their hands.
My personal opinion is that if they can bite the bullet a little bit for a year or two, add a couple hundred, maybe $100 million more to the price, maybe that was the difference between what the guy was asking and what they paid. They take that extra $100 million, they buy some pitching, they keep the young outfield and position players together. You got a good team. If the one guy hadn't died and they brought in a couple of other pitchers and the other guy's arm didn't go out, well, shoot, we'd be right there. And gosh darn it, we can be. And why shouldn't we be? Larry was the guy with me when Larry was with me on the day when the opening day when the that rained. Larry, I love you. But you're down for next year opening day. See? Yes?
Every year. Let's do it.
You're the man. All right, now, Larry, let's talk Miami Heat. We got a couple minutes left. What do you think's coming down the pike for Miami Heat? Do you like it with a superstar or with an ensemble?
I what's the quote? I don't play the five best. I play the best five. And we may have one of the best five. You know, we played really well as a team the second half of the season last season. And, you know, I think it's worth taking a shot and seeing what they can do for a full season.
I agree.
If come mid-season, there's a few pieces that are available or a piece that could push us over the edge, I trust that Riley will go for it.
Yes, he will. That's the one thing. And I guarantee you Mickey's going to help him go for it because those guys are champions. Champions
Absolutely.
Is what it takes. You got to be a champion.
It's a winning culture there. And it's evident throughout the organization how they do everything.
It is. It is. It's all about Wanda. That was really a disgusting comment there.
More sports. More sports, please.
Yeah, we're going to do as much sports as we gosh darn please, okay? We talked about business, and sports is business, and we're talking about the business of sports right now, Wanda. And just for that, I'm going to do another segment with it if you don't back down there, girlfriend.
Okay, then.
Anyway, Larry, so now we're going to talk more sports. Now let's talk about the Dolphins. You've been season ticket holder forever. What's going on with that?
I'm not a Cutler guy. I know there's a lot of believers out there, but I'm still not a believer. I think this past weekend, you could look through some film from the game and see that there were so many plays that, you know, he didn't even bother to sell. You know, it's like he doesn't care, and that really bothers me. You know, we went out of our way to pay $11 million to a guy that nobody else was even looking at, and I would have given Matt Moore a shot.
You mean you would have stuck with your guns and kept it in the family? Sounds like a kind of a
Absolutely.
Zen thing to do.
Hey, you got to give your guys a shot and hope that they rise to the top.
Well, 100%. I think the guys in the locker room believe in him. If you believe the paper and that Cutler hasn't lost the locker room, then you stick with him a little bit longer. But we know Matt Moore has the locker room. But look, Larry, I'm going to just throw the old homily at you. Everybody loves the backup quarterback, you know. And Matt Moore has one for us. He is, probably the best backup quarterback in the league, although we're going to see a pretty good one this week with Matt Castle is going to have to play instead of Mariota maybe. So we'll see.
You know, but it's not as though we haven't seen Matt Moore play.
No.
We've seen him play. We know the guy can do. I mean, he's not the best quarterback in the NFL, but he's a winner. He knows how to put the ball down the field. You know, you feel like he at least cares.
Yes.
When he's on the field.
Yes.
Now, did you watch Did you see the play with the Wildcat with Jay Cutler in the corner?
Yes.
He didn't even bother moving. He
Correct.
There.
They highlighted on Come On Man on Monday night. Not that I watched. So I agree with you, Larry. Look, I know you're in the airport. Can you do me a favor and maybe come on in the next week or two and just go get yourself out of the airport, or do you want to stay on and do another segment? Your call.
If we could do it next week or the week after, I can do a longer segment with you. I can do whatever.
Perfect.
I'm going to be boarding soon, so I'd hate to have to cut off early.
Don't worry. Listen, send me a text. We'll get on another time when it works for you, and we'll knock it out of the park. We'll talk business for Wanda, the business of business as opposed to the business of sports. So, Larry, have a safe trip. Really miss you. Can't wait to see you. Pick the Saturday that we're going to go to Gainesville. We're there. I'll get us the seats. I promise you that. All right?
All right. Hey, am I going to see a supercar Saturday?
What, are you kidding me? Is there one that I've ever missed?
Nope, just making sure.
Gosh darn right I'll be there. For sure.
I'll be there. I'm sure it'll be a great time. And also, please give my love to Vivian.
I sure will. And high five to Floyd and the rest of your team. And we'll be right back after this. We'll have Larry on again in the next week or two. Larry, have a safe trip. Thank you so much. Larry's in. Wanda, take it away. No more sports for you today.
Ooh, yes, we're coming loaded. the boat steady going, let it rock. Full speed ahead until we hit the dock. We're heading for home, the fishing was great.